The University of Virginia baseball team made the program's third College World Series appearance back in 2014. The Cavs wound up runner-up that summer, but the next year, the glass slipper fit perfectly as UVA won its first NCAA baseball title. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My pleasure to have you along, and thank you for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sponsor this show, and you can give quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com. Help keep the show on the air. The Cavaliers got hot at the end of that ACC season in 2015. They rode the wave all the way to Omaha. They beat Florida, the Gators, twice and knocked off Vanderbilt in the best of three finals to win the national championship. Arizona Diamondbacks infielder Pavin Smith was on that team, and a couple of years later, he wound up being the D-backs' first choice in the 2017 Major League Baseball draft. And Pavin Smith is back with me from his home down in Florida. So, 2015, that World Series championship for you with UVA. The game-winning hit Game 2. Of the series in Omaha. How did those years at UVA with the Cavaliers, Pavin, prepare you for pro ball?
Yeah, I think it taught me to, become a man. I had to live on my own for the first time, had to interact with professors and learn how to even use email for the first time and, cook for yourself. And I think it kind of helps in balancing all that while playing baseball. So when you get to go play professional, you get to focus just on baseball, and everything else you've learned from those hard times of balancing stuff and in college, so you can kind of deal with your frustration a little better in professional baseball.
Yeah, God gifted you as a baseball player, just a natural. In fact, you never hit under 300 all the way through high school and in college. But professional baseball, Pavin, that's something different. You got elite pitchers going against you, and at times, you can struggle at the dish. What was that like for you after all this success in high school and college, and you get to the pros, and all of a sudden you struggle at times?
Yeah, so definitely. You get to pro ball, and, you kind of use the swing, like the old phrase, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So it's like, okay, well, I haven't fixed anything in so long. So in 2018, when I was struggling, it was like, I was the first time I ever had to change anything, and I really didn't know how to do it. And it was just like a frustrating kind of hard time for me, because I had so many people in my ear telling me what to do. I didn't know who to listen to and try to think about that during the game. So I think that year has really helped me moving forward and how to deal with failure, because you dealt with in college like the failures of the classroom and dealing with that, but I never really struggled on the field. So professional baseball definitely is a little bit more of a wake-up call. You don't get those guys coming out of the bullpen that throw mid-80s anymore.
That's for sure. Well, you're able to hit at the bigs, of course, but the home run numbers are not what some fans would like, maybe members of the press for a first baseman. They haven't been too high. Did the club, Pavin, ask you to work on your power stroke, alter your swing a little bit to hit more home runs?
Yeah, they actually told me not to worry about that. Hmm. So there's been plenty of guys that have come up and find their power in the big leagues, so they actually said not to work on that, even though I did want to. And I think it's just finding the right, because I have the strength to do it. It's just finding the right swing path for me in order to consistently do it.
All right, Pavin Smith of the Arizona Diamondbacks, my guest today. And I think if we're again winding things down here, running out of time here, Pavin, so let me see if you can come back and join us on the next show. Talk a little bit about the adjustments, not just for hitting more home runs, but also playing more games. I mean, you go from the college schedule just on weekends to 162 games at the major league level. And that's got to be a bit of a grind. So we'll visit about that next time with Pavin Smith of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And also, we want to have you share about Jesus in your life and how he has changed you as a husband, as a young man, as a follower of him, and a baseball player. All right, Pavin, thank you for being here, and we will get together with you on the next show, all right?
All right, perfect.